Morning Watch. Loving the Lord and loving one another for the organic building up of the church as the body of Christ. Week 8. Taking the God-ordained pathway for the church, the way of Philadelphia, according to the Lord's up-to-date and ultimate recovery to bring us into a new revival to turn the age. Wednesday. Related verses. Revelations 3:7. And to the messenger of the church in Philadelphia write, These things says the Holy One, the True One, the One who has the key of David, the One who opens and no one will shut, and shuts and no one opens. Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live in faith, the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me. Colossians 2:16-17. Let no one therefore judge you in eating and in drinking, or in respect of a feast, or of a new moon, or of the Sabbath, which are a shadow of the things to come, but the body is of Christ. Matthew 17:5-8. While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud, saying, This is my Son, the Beloved, in whom I have found my delight. Hear him. 8. And when they lifted up their eyes, they saw no one except Jesus himself alone. Colossians 3:10-11. And have put on the new man, which is being renewed unto full knowledge, according to the image of him who created him, where there cannot be Greek and Jew, circumcision and uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free man, but Christ is all and in all. Related reading. Christ is the steward in the house of God, typified by Eliakim, Isaiah 22:20-24. The Lord Jesus also referred to himself as the one who has the key of David in Revelation 3:7. He is the one who holds the key of the house of David. The house is the place where a person keeps all his precious things. Isaiah 39:2 records how Hezekiah showed the Babylonian visitors his treasury, which literally means the house of his precious things. The house of David was a treasury. Christ is the one who has the key to the house of David. God fired Shebna, a steward in the house of the king, Isaiah 22:15, and replaced him with Eliakim, a type of Christ. In the entire universe, everything in God's house and outside God's house should be fired and replaced with Christ. The nations, the steward, and all the bowls and jars in the king's house needed to be replaced. God replaced all of them with Emmanuel. He replaced everyone and everything with Christ. This is the reason Christ is unveiled as a father, a steward, a throne of glory, and a peg, a nail, driven into a sure place, a wall, on which hang all the utensils and vessels, all the things that belong to God for his people to enjoy him. Here we see that whatever or whoever is not Christ, God fires. We need to see that when God created us, he hired us, and that when he put us on the cross, crucifying us with Christ, he fired us. God fired everyone on the cross, and he is replacing everyone with Christ. After God's firing and replacing of everyone and everything with Christ, there will first be the restoration for the kingdom. And then there will be the restoration for the new heaven and new earth, for the new Jerusalem. The real church life is a life in which all the saints are fired and replaced with Christ. This will make Christ everything in the church. This is the vision of God's economy hidden in Isaiah 1 through 23. Because Christ joined himself to us, uniting himself with us, when he died on the cross, we died with him and were terminated. In the New Testament, Christ's replacing of us is altogether a matter of a grafted life. The grafted life is the highlight of God's salvation in John 15. Christ is the vine and we are the branches, verse 5. As wild olive branches, we have been grafted into Christ. Thus we are united with Christ, and in this union, Christ replaces us. He replaces us by living in us, with us, by us, and through us. We live, yet not we, but Christ lives in us, and we live by the faith of the Son of God. This indicates a union with Christ. God, who had hired everyone, eventually fired everyone, that he might replace everyone with Christ. When everyone and everything is replaced with Christ, Christ becomes everything. In Isaiah, everything is fired, discharged by God, and then the discharging God comes in to replace everything with Christ. This is Paul's concept in Colossians 2:16 and 17. Here Paul is telling us that our food and drink, feasts, new moons, and Sabbaths are all shadows of Christ. Christ, therefore, is the replacement of all the things in God's Old Testament economy. On the one hand, we are fired, and on the other hand, we are not expelled, for Christ comes to live in us, with us, by us, and through us. This is Emmanuel replacing everything and being everything in God's economy.